The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 21. Death, the Passage to Eternity. It is of faith that my soul's immortal, and that one day, when I least think of it, I must leave this world. I ought, therefore, to make a provision for myself, but will be eternal as I am eternal. Great things were done here in their life by an Alexander or a Caesar, but how many ages past have their glories ceased, and where are they now? O my God, that I had always loved thee, what now remains for me after so many years spent in sin, but trouble and remorse of conscience? But since thou dost allow me time to repair the evil which I have done, behold me, Lord, ready to perform whatever thou hast required of me, whatever thou pleasest. I will spend the remainder of my days in bewailing my ungrateful conduct towards thee, and in loving thee with all my power, my God and my all, my only good. What will avail me now to have been happy in this world, if indeed true happiness can be attained without God, if hereafter I should be miserable for all eternity? But what folly it is, to know that I must die, and that in eternity either of happiness or misery awaits me after death, and that upon dying ill or well depends my being miserable or happy forever, and yet not to adopt every means in my power to secure a good death. Holy Spirit, enlighten and strengthen me to live always in thy grace, until the hour of my departure. O infinite goodness, I am sensible of the evil which I have done by offending thee, and I detest it. I know that thou alone art worthy of being loved, and love thee above all things. In a word, all the good things of this life must end at our burial and be left, whilst we are mouldering in our graves. The shadow of death will cover and obscure all the grandeur and splendor of this world. He only then can be called happy who serves God in this world, and by loving and serving him acquires eternal happiness. O Jesus, I am truly sorry for having hitherto made so little account of thy love. Now I love thee above all things, and I desire nothing else but to love thee. Henceforth, thou only shalt be sole object of my love. Thou shalt be my all, and this is the only inheritance I ask of thee, to love thee always, both in this life and in the next. For the merits of thy bitter passion, give me perseverance of all virtues. Mary, Mother of God, thou art my hope.